Hi, and welcome to the second podcast of Mayhem May. This is the CA Reading Society with your host, Zio.
And Meg.
And
silence. Set.
I thought
you were just going to leave it silent, and so I was going to say your name so everybody would know.
What it's in parentheses. They can see it. We don't have a video, but they can see it.
All right, fine. Pirate is not with us today. She may or may not have been kidnapped by rival pirates. We're working on the negotiation treaty right now. Yes, it was the vampires. All right, so it's Mayhem May, and there's a reason why we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks, because it's been mayhem. All right, but we've got lots of fun. What is this?
Post-apocalyptic books.
Those.
The ones that come after the apocalypse.
Yes, because of course everybody's going to live through the apocalypse, because that's totally what an apocalypse is.
Right. I think it'd be interesting to see frogs fall from the sky.
It would be interesting. All right, so.
I get a microphone to myself, guys. Just had to put it out there.
Yeah, we miss you, Pirate, except for silence.
I miss her.
You do not. All right, so first book is Gone by Michael Grant. There's like a 5-book series to this, but nobody here, including Pirate, has ever made it past
book two.
The first book was good. It's about how these kids are in this town, and all of a sudden everybody who's over the age of 15 disappears. So we would all be gone, and we wouldn't have to worry about any of this. And then they all start getting magical powers, and it's pretty odd.
These are the kind of series that I hate the most. Like, if something happens and they don't explain it within, like, the first book, then I completely lose focus and I no longer like the book. Which is why I still haven't finished the Maze Runner series, because I still don't understand what the heck is going on.
Well, my problem with Gone was that it followed way too many stories, skipped around everywhere, and I didn't feel like the characters were not super strong, I guess would be the word. I don't know what the word for it is. Like, they didn't connect with me, and if I don't connect to a character, I have trouble. Like, even if it's not a main character, if I can't connect to anyone, I'm like, I don't know what this is. And, like, it just skipped around so much, and I'm like, wait, where are they? Are they standing on the ceiling? Are they on top of a dome? Are they in the football field? What's going on?
It was weird. And also the fact that all these kids, since you know, like, what's it, as soon as you turn 16 or is it as soon as you turn 15 that you disappear?
I think 16.
16, all right. So everybody is 15 and younger. They organized themselves really, really fast, considering, you know, the oldest one is a sophomore in high school. It's, yeah, if my parents, I'm 17. If my parents disappeared, all of my teachers disappeared, all of the older students disappeared, I would not immediately go to McDonald's and start running McDonald's again so everybody can eat food. I would go into a panic attack and probably end up in the fetal position and die slowly.
Yeah, and, like, everyone is ready to help the people with the younger siblings and stuff, which is really great, but...
Realistically?
How did you decide that, like, almost immediately? Okay, everybody, over here, cook the food, you take care of the children, and, oh, just chill in the houses. Like, nobody seems extremely concerned that everyone over 15 is just, you know, gone. And they can't get out.
It's like they were planning for it. Like, they said, okay, it's like they had drills, right, where all the adults were like, okay, we're going to leave for like, a week. All of you have to plan if you're under 15 to do this. And so, the way that they organized it, it's like they had been drilled.
Yeah,
and it's not a military town.
No,
instead of apocalypse, it was just a mass migration.
Except for the giant wall that they can't go through, right?
Yeah, and the creepy green monster who eats children.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
How did you forget about that? That was the most random plot point.
Dude, I read this book like 5 years ago.
And like, spoiler alert here, guys, for a second. The main character, or I'm guessing he's the main character, I don't know, it skipped like 5 different times.
Oh, doesn't he have an evil
over
twin,
and over.
Too?
Yeah,
he has
an
evil
twin.
And when he turns...
That he's never met before.
Was it 16? I believe it's 16.
When he's turning 16, though, it's in the final battle of the book. So he literally turns 16 while he's fighting his evil twin.
Yeah, so they both turn 16, and he gets the choice, and he's automatically like, no, I have to stay, and denies it.
Cliche.
And he's like, wait, how did you know to deny this? You're fighting for your life against your evil twin, who apparently exists, and his evil twin gets a thing, and I'm just like, wait a minute, is that a ghost?
Yeah, they
How cool.
The mother, so what happens is as soon as the kids turn 16, they disappear within, like, split seconds. Like, they turn 16, they disappear into thin air. So the evil twin is like, this seems kind of suspicious. So they find a kid who's about to turn 16, they tie him up with ropes, and then they record his entire, the moment that he's born. It goes down to, like, the very second that you are born, which I'm not, okay, whatever. So they're recording it. And there's this evil green monster-y cloud that appears to these children. And then the kids are like, Mommy! And they go home, and they go off with that thing. So everybody's like, okay. So that's why when Sam was like, no, he's the main character. When Sam's like, no, I won't go with you. I have to stay and protect all these young innocent children.
And his girlfriend.
His brother shows up and he's like, how did you know to stay away from the evil green monster thing? And that's when the facade of his mother blows up and he turns into... Facade? How do you pronounce that? It's F-A-C-A-D-E.
Facade.
Facade.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay, so the facade of the mother blows up and the evil green monster thing's like, I'll get you someday, my pretties.
And then the house falls on her.
Yeah, and that's how the book ends. And then the next book, it starts off with this kid getting eaten alive from the inside out by evil worms, and I'm just like, no, I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah,
no.
I only made it to Gone. It didn't entice me to read more, and I was just like, okay, random people, hope you survive. Bye!
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't know. I know there are people who really like the series, who read all five of them. What is it? Gone, Hunger, Lies, Plague.
All my friends said it was really good. Else. I just couldn't get it. So, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I think it was written well, just the...
The plot.
Actual plot is...
And the characters meh. Were...
I feel like meh. It could have been really good, but I just couldn't get into it. So, sorry, people who love Gone. It's gone from my list now. We're moving on to the next book.
Alright, what's...
Alright, this one is really creepy series. This has a similar start of the series.
It's called The Sacrifice.
Well, this is actually the fourth book. Okay. The first one is The Enemy, then there's The Dead... Then there's the fear, and then there's the sacrifice. And they don't go in order either, so which is really annoying. Like, the dead is written, is like a prequel to the fear, I mean, the enemy, but it was written after the enemy, and I hate when authors do that.
It's like Narnia.
And then
people are like, well, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the first one. It's like, no, The Magician's Nephew really is the first one, regardless of when they were written.
I can understand, like, if you write a book and then you're like, oh, maybe I should write prequels so people understand this. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But to make it as, like, the second book, like, if you make it, like, a separate prequel thing, like...
It's part of this series. Oh, and this series doesn't have a name either.
We should call it
doesn't have a name, like, a specific name, like, the Hunger Games series, the...
All right, so we can call it the Enemy series, then.
Okay, deal.
We can call it
the So what happens series. Is that there is a virus. And anyone over the age of, guess what, 16,
oh my gosh.
Either dies or turns into a creepy, decaying zombie thing. But they're not dead, but they're like... Not really alive, and they're just eating people.
I'm still 16, guys. I'm safe. The rest of you better get away from me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does that mean, quote-unquote, 16 is what's considered, quote-unquote, old in all these books? Because as soon as you turn 16, apparently, in Uglies, that's when you're considered an adult, sort of. You get to be pretty. And in this, you disappear. And in Gone, you disappear. And in Hunger Games, that's when Peeta and Katniss go into the Hunger Games. Spoiler alert. It's just, I feel like everything happens to everybody when they're 16 years old.
I think because they're not quite an adult yet, because we consider 18 as an adult age, but then 16's like your sweet 16, mid-junior year, you've got a lot of different choices you can make, so it's like a big pivotal point.
It's like when life first starts to open up to you.
It's like you've now reached the branches of the tree that branch off, and you can fall off one, or you can keep climbing higher and fall off a different one.
That was a scarily accurate metaphor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought of it in silence. I'm sorry, guys. I had to throw at least one silence pun in.
We love you anyway.
I miss you, Pirate. We need your sound effects.
So anyway, going back to the Enemy series, it's really creepy because they all, like, they don't band together quite as easily as Gone does, but it's set in London, which, of course, means they all have really funny accents, and I can't understand
what's Wait, do they write the accents into the book?
For one character, they do.
Yes!
Oh, guess what his name is?
Hagger.
Dognut.
Yes. That's unfortunate.
They really have a character named Dognut.
That is incredibly unfortunate.
Yeah,
unfortunate.
But they have a lot of characters, so it's sometimes hard to keep track of who's who. And they also kill off a lot of characters. Well,
yeah.
Which is actually really funny, but they never really tell you what happened, because none of them really understand, because they're all under the age of 16, so...
I have trouble deciding whether or not I like it when people kill characters off, like, if it's necessary, I guess, but it's
It has to be a certain...
Sometimes they kill too much.
It has to be a limit, you know? You can't kill too few people, because then everybody's gonna think you're a softie and you don't like killing people, which may be true.
Or if you bring them back to life.
Oh, that's even worse. But if you kill too many people, then you're a psychopath. Say, for example...
Well, no, if you have the hero and you kill his girl, it's like, why?
There's no need for it. Or guy. But for me, it's like, as soon as an author starts, like, killing off a ton of characters, I'm like, okay, so does this mean that all of the characters aren't really characters, they're just expendable names that you can just be like, oh, this person died? I don't know. I feel like there needs to be a limit of the amount of people can kill.
It has to be necessary. I mean, if killing the hero's girlfriend or boyfriend gets them to do this, then sure.
Then I can see it.
But if you're just killing them to give, like, this extra anguish, and then you're going to kill their parents,
and then you're going to
kill some more, and it's like, what?
Don't forget
Why?
The dog.
That poor character.
Oh, yeah, and...
Give them a win. That's what I want.
That's when the heroes win.
We want to see them lose, but we also want to see them win.
So, but yeah, the Sacrifice is just a really creepy series because sometimes the author, who's Charlie Higson, if I didn't say that already, brings up the perspective of one of the they call them mothers and fathers, which is creepy they sometimes give insight into these mothers and fathers' minds, which is really creepy because then you know they're not dead, but they're viewing a world very differently than we are. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Just creepy.
Okay, right. So our next book is
The Maze Runner. But first, I have a comment. I figured out what major part Pirate plays in our podcast.
Sound effects.
And she's the one who gets us back on topic.
I thought that was partly my job.
Well, yeah, it's partly your job, too.
I think it's everybody's job except for Zio.
I agree with that one.
I'm not sure if I should be offended by that or not.
Don't be.
Take it as a compliment.
All right, back on topic. Ha ha, I win. Okay, so The Maze Runner is written by James Dashner. It's becoming a movie this year. And it is? It is. I think so. Fairly certain. Is it? Maze Runner? Yes? No?
Yes, I'll do some research and tell you when.
Boom. Morgan wins. Zia wins. We can edit that out. All right.
Movie back. Take that.
All right. So, The Maze Runner is about this... It's a group of boys who get set into a glade, and they have to figure out how to get out of the maze.
Wait, one second. I just remember something.
Yes.
Isn't the main character 16?
If it is, I quit.
I believe he is 16, and he's stuck in this society, and... It's all guys about his age, and there's like this giant maze thing that they go into every day, and they have to try to get out, and then it never works, and they get eaten a bunch, and I couldn't make it through because I was listening to the audiobook, and audiobooks I can put down because this guy's voice was so flat, and I just kept falling asleep. I was like, no, books need to be read, like, enjoyed, and you have to be, like, if the author reading it isn't engaging, why am I listening?
Actually,
sorry guys,
the worst book reading I've ever heard was the Ugliest series, and the person who read it could not do other voices, so, like, the, one of the guys' voice was down here, David's voice was Tally, we have to go, and then Shay's voice was Tally, we have to go do this right now, Tally. Like, me and my mom literally spent the entire car ride making fun of this lady's voice.
Okay, so, back to, The Maze Runner.
So, it's a good series, I probably will not do justice to it, alright?
Okay, quick note. The film opens in September.
Awesome. Woo! All right. So, let's see. So they go into the glade, and every single day, they go out and they try to map out the maze that they're inside of. And every month, they get a new boy. All right, so there's about 30.
But the maze changes every day, too.
Yes, the maze changes every day.
And there's the creepy cow things that try to kill them.
Yeah, they're like these slug things that have all sorts of surgical instruments put on them. And so those things basically go into the glade at night and try to eat everybody. And so it's a good series. But what you find out happening in the second book
is... spoiler alert! I've only gotten through part of this.
No, okay, so what you find out in the second book is that what happened was there was a sun flares, and that basically burned the entire Earth up. And so that is why they were in there in the first place. It was to try to find the cure. And the second book is the Scorch Trials.
The cure to burning the Earth?
No, the cure to everyone surviving from the ultraviolet.
It basically,
the
ultravioletness, I think it was, caused basically a zombie apocalypse. It was bad. And so the third book is The Death Cure, which I still have yet to read, which I'm really excited about. But it's a good series. Can't wait for the movie.
I'm going to try reading the book, I think, because the audiobook, when someone's voice is that flat, you just can't enjoy it. So
yeah,
I'm going to try reading it.
Yeah, audiobooks can ruin books, which is sad.
I once listened to Harry Potter on tape. Yes, there was actually things like the cassette tapes.
Oh my gosh, cassette tapes. How old are you, Megan?
Do they still sell those?
Meg?
No,
like,
probably
I can't
not.
Find them anywhere.
Probably not, but I have a
I
really
have a
old
cassette
one.
Tape player.
My dad has like a giant box of cassettes. It's really bad.
Okay, so...
But it was a really good reader, so we should probably
back on
get
topic
on.
Again.
Next book.
All right, next book, which is... I don't care. You mean my mo that one.
Fire and Ash.
All right, this is, like,
yes,
literally one of my favorite series. This is part of the Rot and Ruin series, and so you can probably guess what the first book is called. Rot and Ruin. The second book is called Dust and Decay. The third is Flesh and Bone, and the fourth is Fire and Ash. And so you can probably guess from the first couple names of what the apocalypse was on this one.
It's definitely not cliched, guys. If you're ever one, if you're still trying to guess, it's not a cliche at all. It hasn't been done about 60 million times at all.
Ooh, I know.
What?
King Kong took over the Earth, and Godzilla is his minion.
I want to see that, actually. Except King Kong is, like, you know, 40 feet tall, and Godzilla's, like, 200 feet tall.
So?
It wouldn't work.
I could take over the world and have my brother be the dictator, or my assistant. I'd be the dictator, don't worry, guys. And he's taller than me, so that works.
Not by a couple hundred feet. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's zombies.
Yes, but these aren't, like, Charlie Higson's zombies. These are actually dead zombies, which is kind of a relief until they start running. You'll see that when you read the series. But the main character is...
Just trip someone, guys. Just trip someone.
That's what Victoria... That's... Oh, my gosh. I'm done. I quit.
Silence.
A moment of silence, please, for Zio.
That's what silence
Mayhem
for.
May is really getting to Zio, so just give her a moment.
Give her a moment. I finished my math final today.
Shh. Quiet, Zio. Bask in the silence while Meg describes this book to us.
So the main character is a boy named Benny... Imura? It's I-M-U-R-A. Japanese heritage. And he lives in a small town called Mountainside in California. And then one day, his brother, who is sort of like a bounty hunter, but not really. I forget what they call him. But he takes Benny out into what they call the ruin, which is basically the world outside of the town that is full of zombies. And they try to survive and get into all sorts of trouble with this kind of sick, twisted place called Gameland, where bad bounty hunters kidnap children.
Are there good bounty hunters in the world?
Yes, and Benny's brother is one of them. All right. And there's a whole group of them you'll meet later. But, They have to find a way to shut down Gameland because they kidnap kids and throw them in the pits with zombies to fight to the death.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what are they hunting for if they're taking the kids? So the good ones go after the zombies, where the bad ones take the kids to fight the zombies?
Oh, the bad ones go after the zombies, too, as long as they get paid.
Ah, got it.
It sounds like the Hunger Games. Except you're
really.
Fighting. Except you're not trying to kill the other competitors, you're fighting the already dead.
Mm-hmm. It's not really like Hunger Games at all, but
Benny
grows up quite a bit in this, but it's also very creepy because they have a very dark side, all of them, so you'd have to read it to find
Sometimes
out.
Sometimes that makes it really interesting, though.
It is, especially for over the four books, you watch Benny kind of mature, and so then you like see that he's not some stupid little kid anymore that he was in the first
book.
We
have to ask, does he turn 16?
think so.
I'm done.
Okay, guys.
I think he starts 14, though. I'm not sure.
It's a, well, just at all, just, if you're going to do 16, do it awesomely.
No, yes, don't, even, awesome. Don't even he's do awesome. It. He's awesome. I just thought of another character who's 16. Zuko from Avatar. All right, so, we are running out of time, guys. So, I'm sorry.
We'll do another episode.
Will we? Okay, we'll
we
do
have
another.
Part three about TBF.
Maybe I'll Team get some Festival. Sleep before then. Woo. It really has been mayhem, May. Yeah, we planned this months before. We didn't even do that on purpose. Yeah. Okay.
Do what so on purpose?
Call it Mayhem May, and then Mayhem, and then May actually ended up being nothing but Mayhem.
We know it was going to be Mayhem May. That's why we
I
called
didn't.
It Mayhem May. Okay, back to our ending. Theo, want to give us our lead out?
Sure. This has been another CA...
CA Reading Society. Do you want me to finish?
Can you please?
So, this has been another podcast of the CA Reading Society. Come check out our blog on
CAreadingSociety.webs.com. Mm-hmm. Comment on this page so we know that people are actually listening and we're not just talking out into the empty internet.
But let's face it, it doesn't matter either way. We'll still keep doing it.
Yes, but it would be nice to know that we had some support, considering that this gets sent out to all the teachers in our school who have taught us and loved us or hated us.
Some of them have listened to it, I know that, but they don't comment on it, which is really annoying.
Come on, guys, let us know that you're actually listening to it. Even if it's just, you know, you guys suck, you should never talk again. We want to know somebody listened to it.
Theo wants to know if we suck. The rest of us don't.
All right. Okay. So this is Zio signing off.
Meg signing off.
Pirate saying goodbye. And then Silent saying goodbye. So, wah!
Adieu.
See ya.
Bye-bye.